We're holding by the sugya of Sudah Shlishis, Shal Shudas, Simurei Tzadik Aleph. We have a braisa on Shabbos, Daf Kavizayin and Beis. Kama Sudas Chayiv Odom Lechel B'Shabbos. How many Sudas a person have to eat on Shabbos? Tana Kama says 3 Sudas. Rav Chikoi says 4 Sudas. So B'Yechnam, both of them are dashing the same Posek. Posek in B'Shalach. B'Yer Moshe Achlu Hayoyim. Yishabbos Hayoyim L'Hashem. Hayoyim Leitim Tzuba Sado. Today you won't find them on in the field. Rav Chikoi thinks or says that the idea of these 3 Hayoyims are besides the night Sudo, but all 3 during the day. Hashem, the Chumash saying is together with the evening, 1 last night and 2 during the day. Halacha is very clear. The Gemara goes further and brings down that the Mishnah over there, Dafka Yitzayin, is seldom like the Chachomim, not like the Chikoi. And then we are passing the Chim of Gimel Sudas on Shabbos, only Gimel. And not for the Mishmur does bring down from the Torah, an idea of eating 3 Sudas between Matzav and Gimel Pronius, the idea of Mechilah Shem Mashiach, the Kanta Medina Shal Gehenim, the idea of Melchama Shal Gagel Mogok. The way how the Bach, the Pishon El Rabbi says, the Gimel Sudas are connected to Gimel Yoyim, which are connected to Gimel Atzalos Alir. Now there are those who are Machmer, they have a 4th Sudas on Shabbos, and they even called Sudas Rav Chidkoi. They call it that way. Maestro Masham already brings down the mix, this minig of Kisas HaNoshim, and the words are with Masham brings it down, says, Ve'ulech Shash Minos. Shash Vapi Korsus Alir. Maestro, we have a Mishnah that says, not the way we don't pass like this. So Zalman says, those who want to do this idea of Sudas Rav Chidkoi, at least not say Bepeh Sudas Rav Chidkoi, not speak it out. The word Nishmas Shabbos, the Srach Isser. Maestro, there are people who do it. Sefer Minigisol Toruhu, the new prince, not the one that have the eights in the mirror. So he writes over there, he's Marach, why to defend with the Minigis to have Sudas Rav Chidkoi over here? So each one on his own, there is a defense for it. Maestro, it seems to be the Ikri Paskin 3. I don't think the only has this meaning over here. Again, they do bring it down maybe from the Stifler or the Munkach or others. But Ikri the Ilmi seems to follow the local Chagunar, the Mishnah. 3 Sudas is not more than that. The Stifler once said he ate a Kiddush Tafka to get Sudas Rav Chidkoi. That's what you want to say. Whatever you get a Kiddush, it's the past, Paschal Pekistin. That's the kind of
that's your number 4. Who's tip number 4 and number 2?
There's no water. You can switch it, yeah. Okay. It's not after Shal Shidus. It doesn't have to be that way. Now, Pasha's, the Loshna is that Yizom Mo'id, that means the Zechiv come over here. Yizom Mo'id, be very careful about it. Now, besides for the Kasha that some people are very lax about Shal Shidus, the Gemara a lot later brings down that Rabbi Yisi says, Yechelkim Oresh Legimel Sudas B'Shabbos. That means Zaycho, be one of the people who eat Shal Shidus. Further on in the same omen, Rav Nachman says, Tashli, give me schar to become the Gimel Sudas. So, Tashli, I deserve schar for it, I help me zeich for it. Says Tashis and Mechorit, it sounds like over here, the Idlum is not nizah upon it. Not nizah. Sounds like there is no chiyub. So, the way out of the chidah, he wants to answer, and he points out, Losh and Mechab, they zerm mo'id the kind Gimel Sudas. Why? Because even though it's a din, it's a chiyub, it's a mitzvah, but you have to, Maisim, the Idlum is not nizah. They're not nizah about this in over here. So you write the vada is not mischasidus. But the fact that the ilm was lacked for some odd reason, you have to figure out why that's so. The mice is a chiv come over here. And therefore they're saying we should be part of the people who mekayim the mitzvah here. And get schar from mekayim the mitzvah. Now the chunim have a chakira, what is the site over here? Is it be'etzim one mitzvah? The 3 parts of mitzvah, to eat Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shalosh Shudas. Or there are 3 separate mitzvahs. Each suda by itself is a mitzvah by itself. So being down to Orzrua, as a Shiloh, why do you not make a bracha on every Sudo, on Shabbos? The kind of mitzvah, so Shabbos, is bracha on Drabbans, by Chanukah we make a bracha. So why do we make a bracha over here? He says, because maybe, we'll come along by the 3rd Sudo, a person is not chayv to go eat Yisraveya, a person is not going to go eat the 3rd Sudo, the Loshim Mechabi's been starved, he won't have to eat the 3rd Sudo. Therefore, since he might be part of eating the 3rd Sudo, therefore that person would not make a bracha. Even though by the first 2, it will lead to the 3rd one, but he does not know over here. And his words are Tar Achaz L'Kol Yisrael. This reason we do not make a bracha. But you know from the Ozer we see, it's better than one mitzvah with 3 parts. You might not be kind of the full mitzvah over here. Therefore, we do not make a bracha before the first 2 over here. For sure, Ozer Ruah. The Bach is discussing why we have a Loshon over here in the Gemara. Why is the Torah a shaila here about fasting? The Torah says when a person wakes up in the afternoon and he had a bad dream, what should he go do? He should go fast from then for the next 12 hours. Says the Bach, the Maestro, why not? Every time you have a bad chaloim, you should have a tzaim over here. Says the Bach, you might think since you started the chiyuv and you ate. What? No, not for a tzaim. Not for a chaloim. I think you should, but I don't think you have to, if I remember correctly. If the next day you have to, but that day you don't have to. That means you wake up that morning and you have a bad chaloim, you can, that day you don't not need the Kabbalah. Now, speaking of the Bach, you might think since you raised star of the mitzvah, you started whether you had Friday night and Shabbos morning, you might think you have to be going in the mitzvah, and I'm shalosh shudis, kamash malon, you have to be going in the mitzvah, you can fast in the next 12 hours. They point out from the Bach, but it's one mitzvah over here. The Menesh Chayim, the Sugyo, and Sefer Ben Yo speaks out, why is the Bryce have a Shiloh and a Teretz in the Bryce? The Bryce says, kamu shudis chayv odm lachim b'Shabbos, the Gemara says, chomu say three, and Chetkori says four. Just say Bryce, turn up bottom. Come say three shooters. And the Rav Kori says four shooters over here. What's your Loshno Sha'ila and the answer? Says come on the Ben Yodo, why? Come tell you what the chiyav of your pseudo to become the three shooters over here. And says the Ben Ishchai, if you do not eat the third pseudo, loy osa klum. You registered clearly, you're not making the first and second pseudo. And people lacked in the third meal, what happened? You're not making the pseudo Shabbos. Now I'm coming to Friday night meal, and I'm coming to Shabbos meal. You got an Indian concept. You say Shabbat, they give out the idea of Chetzi Mitzvah. Yeah, I ate a half of Gezai Yisrael Seder. You've been carrying the Mitzvah over here, concept over here. You're missing out on the Mitzvah. So you know, we have Ozuro, Abak, the Ben Ishchai. People who are not coming to the third Sudo, I'm missing into the Shabbos over here. Again, the Chidor does not sound the way. The Chidor, he starts with the Simon. He says, it wasn't Losh of the Torah, the Mechaber, Ye Odom Zor. The country of Shabbos. What's Loshon Yezor? He says because Be'etzem by night people walk to have a pseudo, so you can have a pseudo. By day you walk to have a pseudo, you can have a pseudo. Shalashudis you not ruggle. When you eat Shalashudis, not Megala, why do you eat the first two meals? It's like covered Shabbos. So the third meal is coming to Megala. That what the first two meals were a mitzvah, but maybe I didn't decide I came to go eat a regular meal because I always eat Friday night and Shabbos morning. I always eat every night, every morning. The third meal come to Megala, that the first two meals are covered Shabbos. Sounds like from the Chidor, go down to the Kavah Chaim. The idea of the third meal is only a Giloy, not Naim Mekayim the Mitzvah, not like you said over the Bachel Ezra, but it's the Megala, the first two meals are also covered Shabbos. Fine, so it sounds like this Machloikis, Pasha Mephosha Ezra, Bach, and Ben Chaim, that if you do not eat the third meal, you're missing out on the Mitzvah of Shabbos Bechal. Not much of an afkimino, because anyway we have to recite all the mitzvahs over here. Whether it's a part of mitzvah, or the whole time mitzvah. The Yisrael Shal they discuss, is this mitzvah din derabbanan or din deraisa? We already mentioned the gate to this question, really there are three questions. Is the sudas a din deraisa? Is pas a din deraisa? Is lachem mishnah a din deraisa? So come on the way mitzvah tzadik beis and the tarik mitzvahs, it brings down, we have a pasuk. He walked with Zion base. He said, the gate of the sugya of pseudo, the Gemara has a pasuk. Hayoim, hayoim, hayoim. So it must be the pseudo Shabbos is a din deraiso. Max Ravitchi says, the Dorish Le Mikro, the Buddha of Ram says, that way also, I'm sorry, Max Ravitchi says, it's Minatoyo, the Charedim Lavosh, they say, might say a din deraiso. The task passing away, reach out of Zion. The gate of the idea of pass. Also, the Ram says, where's the Makor? Hayoim, hayoim, hayoim. What do we see from that case of Mon? Temps took him earlier by the Pasuk of Mon, it says, Hu alechem asher nosla Hashem lechem l'ochlo. So the idea of Mon is what? The Pasuk says, Temps took him earlier, it's lechem. Says Yireim, lechem is a din deraiso. What time of the Taz, Yireim, it's out of Zion over here, or the Shabbos. So number one, we have a suit of deraiso, says Yireim in the Taz. Number two, we have Pasuk din deraiso, says Yireim in the Taz. Void, come along the idea of lechem mishnah, says the Taz. These words out look kuliyam as deraiso. Why? Could we dash from the pasuk of lechem mishnah? The Gemara brings down a pasuk lechem mishnah over here. So we have it in deraiso. So we have a taz that says sai sudo, sai the idea of lechem, sai the idea of lechem mishnah. All three of my deraiso. Yeah. Sala shady. Ayoyim 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 ishala shalos. Yes. Again, I know the fine or kasha, but that's what the taz says. Yes. Ksara Sheni. The meal, Mariel, is discussing Noshim Machayev in the Sudish Lishis. Mariel brought down the Machabas above the Noshim Machayev. Where's the Makoth Mariel? That's one of the reasons brought down the Mishmur has three reasons. Says the Mariel, because Av Haim Bo Isanas. Since Noshim were also together of the Ness over here, of the Mon. Says the Mariel, the only time we say the Kal Av Haim Bo Isanas is only by case of the Mitzvahs Drabonon. By the case of Megillah, by Chanukah, by Abraklesis. By Mitzvahs Deraiso. For example, matzah and sukkah, we do not say by. We need a special drosha for it. Either noshim pot by sukkah, or by matzah, we need a drosha. So only time we say the klal af ahim bo isa des says the Mariel is only by the abolons. And therefore, noshim mechayim is through the shlishis. Says Mariel clearly, the idea of a pseudo is only the abolon. The mabik goes this way, the aliyab goes this way. Pimagonim, he starts with the simon over here. He says the idea of rechiv to odom le'echon gimel super shabbos, vasmechu akro. It's a smachto. Clearly he writes that way. The halacha we saw in the Beis HaMikdash last man, he writes, Haskomas Ruiv HaPoliskim, Vada the Din of Sudas, only a Din der Aiso. Only a Din der Abon. That's Aleph. Basis. But then he gave the pass that the Reim was saying, Nichol the Ged of a Der Aiso. Get what I'm going to tell, because we have the Posk going back on Lechem. Who are Lechem, Shinos HaShem Lechem L'Ochlo. Says the Mishmur, Kupay Ches, no, we have a different call for Lechem. Mekor is why? Because the Shabbos Oinig, we ain't Oinig Elva Pass, he quotes the Rajbo. I mean, Mekor Pass is where? Not Mitzad the Sugi Amon. Mekor Pass, why? Mitzad the Sugi Oinig. Do we Kabbalah, but not Nechal Geder of the Raiso? Number three, the Geder Sugi of Lech Mishnah being the Raiso. We saw the Sharitin, the Rish Ein Alpha, brings down the Tal, says the Raiso. Being down Das Amogam, ain't Das Amogam Avram, ain't that Kain, there's not the way. Pashkim say, Lech Mishnah is only the Rabban over here. That means we have three questions: is with Rabban Deraisa by Sudo Lechman and Lechem Mishnah. All three of the Mishmur Paskins not like the Taz, and all three of the Maisa only at Dindu Rabbanon or maybe Dvar Kabbalah, but not Nichol Negedav like Deraisa. Maybe Nafkimino. We tell a sugya of Mitzvah Tzuris Chabano. Look in our Chaim Simen Samach the Mechaber Paskins we pass clearly by Deraisa's Avadim Nikabano. By the Rabbanon's Machlokes Mishmur versus Magen Avram. Rabbam said, you do not need Kavono. Mishmur said, you do need Kavono. He's Machmer. How we look at the Sugya in by Sphere Soimer, Simon Tophay Tess, Mishmur brings down over there numerous times to be Chosha, the Rabbam Sheet, to negate the Sugya Barucho. So they have to be very careful that not to hear Sphere Soimer, even though they have no Kavono for it, and then Kimek a Barucho afterwards, ask the Rabbam Sheet, because maybe it's by Drabonon, which my colleagues itself Sphere Soimer is Drabonon, it might be Drabonon, and even maybe you came in the Mitzvah. You Chosha for that Sheet, even though you have no Kavono for it. Now, therefore, the question he gave to over here, to the Shlishis, are you mekayim the mitzvah with al kavono? Rav Chushukin over here, where he brings it down, sounds like you mekayim the mitzvah with al kavono. Mekayim the mitzvah. What's the nafkimino? Speaks out the stipel of brachas at Simchat Torah, a very simple case that happens to come on every Shabbos by numerous people. People, after davening, there's a kiddush. Whether a person had a girl, or bar mitzvah, or an ofra, there's a kiddush. People eat mezainis. The mezainis is usually a pasta bar mekisnin. Again, to what a pass about a kiss and is my colleagues among the Rishonim, what I'm Mechab and Simchus Amaches of Zayin. We're passing to make him a Zoinis, says the Bialocho, Mr. Brua Mitzan Sugi of Sophic. We're not sure usually. Very really, they have all three Serufim of the case of there being Miloy and Nilisha in the case of being brittle. Usually it's one of them. We're not sure if they make a case of a Zoinis. Speaks out the stipler, so, but maybe it's pass. If it's pass, maybe you mekayim the Suda Shabbos already by the Kiddush. If so, and you come home, and now you have the meal before Chatzos Avada at 11 o'clock, and you come home to the bench at 1 o'clock, and you forget what to say, what's the lochon you forget what to say by Suda Shlishis? The lochon in our Chaim, it's Mekup Peiches, it's Machalik, if pass, I will sugar here, it's Me'akvanat. The gate to sugar would say, Bechosh, the Shita is an Echnami, you mekayim it out pass. The Paris, mean the things that only Melach the pass. If so, we're not going to be chosen for Ritzai. If so, by the second studio, if you get Ritzai, Kamal Stipen says, maybe you have passed by the Kiddush. Maybe if so, this is your third meal now. And therefore, even though you had no Kavona by Kiddush to become the Suda over here, when the sins of Mitzvah Bonon, now by the second studio, if you get to say Ritzai, not to be chosen. Not to be chosen.
The Ritzai in the verse.
Who's your Lechem Mishnah by the Kiddush?
Well, drop out Echnami. Fine, so but they can say is the chiv would say is not
the lechem mishnah. I don't want to see myself. I don't have a lechem mishnah.
No, kiloy. I didn't think. I made the kind of mitzvah. I made kind of mitzvah of pseudo. Pseudo is not the lechem mishnah. Not the same thing.
So what would say on the
step by step. Now, this is a stipler. He's writing this. He ends up maybe have a speculum chumro. Number one, maybe have a dip pass by pseudo shlishis. That's what we're going to paskin over here. Void, and then Rechiv Chazorah. Void, maybe pass from a kiss, not pass. Maybe I can't even design this. I not become the mitzvah over here. She said, it's sex, sex, and chumro. Then he ends up what to go do. He said, Tzorch in Godel the Dinoi. Therefore, what to go do? He says, go wash again. And make sure you bench now with the say over here. But Tzorch in. But let's say a person does not want to go eat again.
He gave his
eyes again. So let's say a first lemaiso. He does not want to wash again. What to go do? And the gat would say, "So the ochta benu chilek yevul, the isek hasnish, so the chalami, you're not closer." But the isek shlomo zalman and the Torah is chayim the isek Russian. He said, "But you had no kavona. Kiddush over here. Yeah, kavona was suit over here. Where's the kavona here? I can tell me kind of mitzvah suit Shabbos over here. Where's the kavona here? Means we saw the svek sveker." On the stipend, you have a third reading nochet here if you have no kavano. I mean, number one, maybe pass, it's not pass. Number two, even if it is pass, maybe chiv chazaro. And number three, where's the kavano? There'll be choshev of the mishmurshi, to the nikavano, even by the abonos over here. Then when they say, yechanami, go eat again. I mean, the better thing is, again, is to make, sorry, not eat again, you go bench. Go bench. The better thing maybe is to go wash and go eat. Yechanami, go bench. By calling the mongolus one, the malakim, what to go do? Negate to our sugya. If they get a kavon over here, what's the lachmi? Get would say the second meal. What's the eitzel? Don't forget. But
maybe don't
eat
pass in the morning. Don't eat pass over
kiddush
in the morning.
Don't
have a
kiddush
in the morning.
No, that we've had. We have to have a kiddush. How can I have a kiddush? This is interesting. Shalav is man azeh that if a person not sure if he say would say, we say the loch is that a person we assume we did not say would say. A lot of us do not eat bread during the week, and therefore we. The question is today, we're not sure if you say we'd say that. We probably did, if I cared. Maybe during the week, if you did bench, maybe you did say we'd say now. Now, what are you going to do? Well, this is shallow. We don't think you would say, how to look upon it. How many times? Shabbos, you had three times. I once or twice during the week. So, what is your regilis over here? What's your regilis? A great question. Yeah, fine. A lot of people know it. A lot of people don't even pass. A lot of people. No one will hear it say. A person makbid to keep the lochas and make chilik does not sound the way. Don't sound like this. Type listen. We paskin pas to suda shlishis. Anyone who does not do that is doing incorrectly. That's not even a shiloh. But still, this type says this. Again, he said tzorchin godel. If I go step by step, what happened over here? The first thing is we have a sival said we have a shia to go eat during the pseudo. That means we have a chiv pseudo. The question among the mishnah is how much you have to go eat. So come along the Rabbeinu Nachshon brought down by the Ram or the Baha'i brought down by the Ramban. The amount you have to eat is a kebeyo, which is more than the case of a kebeyo. The words of the Rajba is in shuvah. You have to have a kebeyo. Unless a person is tired, then you put over here. That's losh the mechaber, a case of kebeyo. Lavush magavram. Toin, Chidon, others bring down a case of Gerbeo. They point out that ever, Shabbos a Kufi Tesan Beis, but after that, Kamal Gimon says, Lo Oidom Odom Yisada Shulchonoi Er Shabbos, even though Sheim Tzorch Ela Kazayas. That means the Gemara is saying that since you only need a Kazayas for the Friday night meal, Oidom Yisada Odom Shulchonoi. That if you only need a Kazayas for Friday night, it's only B'Shalach Shudish, you only need a case of Kazayas. So Chor, we have Klog Gemara, a case of Kazayas, yet the Mechab is saying case of Gerbeo. Different truths among the Achoinen. The Achoshochon would say, Mitz Kazayis B'doichik. V'adi Yatav Kebeyo. That's a Shia Sud over here. Where the Erech Shai and the Yashu want to go, they want to say, forget, the Sud of Shlishis is more common than the first two meals. First two meals we eat at night, because now you always have a Sud, so it's a Sud. During the day when you eat, that's a Sud, because you always eat during the day. So Rai means never eat. So eat a Kazayis, only Sud is Arai. To make it into a Sud, you have to make it with the Chalois of a Kvias. You have to go eat a Kebeyo over here. So it comes out that the third meal, Echnam, would be more chomer than Erech Shai, more than the first two meals. You have to have a case of Kebeyo. Meisel Mishabrua, he's been signed to Ali Rabba, Machla Shekel, said that she has Kazayas, before she went to Ben Yoino, he said that Shuva, doing Shuva and El, he writes away that Kuli had to get his Kazayas. Meisel Mishabrua and Dorf, Lechat Chilo, be Choshish, as a Graz Achadim said, Lechat Chilo, be Choshish, the Shir Kabeo, only be the Evdi Yitch of the Shir Kazayas will be her. Now, the second we hear that Chachila is Kebeya and a Shir, but the Evdi Kazayas, we know the Klali is negated to eating. We always have two things: the amount to eat and the time which to eat it in. The Klal negated to Kazayas has been Kazayas in Kedei Achilas Pras. We're coming to say to go eat a Kebeya. Is there a din Kebeya and a Shir in the Zman of Kedei Achilas Pras? Is there such a concept? Void, maybe not Kazayas Kedei Achilas Pras. Or third option, maybe there's no Kedei Pras by the students at all. You have three different options what to go do over here. Meister Maram Shik and Shuman Archaim Simon Shinmem Shlom Zam goes this way, says you have to Kebeya Kedei Achilas Pras. I've been to people in houses who are Medaktikim, say that they try to eat Kedei Achilas Pras. The man within, let's say, 2-3 minutes over here, they eat Kebeya Kedei Achilas Pras. Meister Maram does not seem to be Medaktik upon that. Either, as they bring down, that the Kedei Achilas Pras says, we never see ever a Kebeya Kedei Achilas Pras. He does ask, Meister, the place cannot bring it down. He says what you're supposed to go do over here is have Gezayis Kedei Achilas Pras, Kenau and Achilas Pras be Gezayis, and the rest of the meal can eat the Kebeya. Atzal HaShlishi, Kvotam Emes LeYakov, said that once we pass the Kebeya, so there is no Kedei Achilas Pras. We can eat a little bit, people who still have time, they eat a mashu, not in the small Gezayis, and then through the meal they eat Gezayis, Kebeya, they finish off the mount over here.
Where is Achilas?
They're eating it through the meal. They're having a sudo. They're eating. His father's sudo is all tuffle. They did. Through the meal.
That's not a
mitzvah.
It's not a
mitzvah. I ate gazayis. If this is tuffle to bread, and that's why I'm not making brook for the other foods over here. I ate. So there is a shiloh. Again, there are those who try to. You see, among the moinav, different than obvious over here. That more among the moinav is they eat and then they do whatever they want. Some try to get Kazayis. Very few. I've been to Roy Yorman's house. He eats Kebeya over here. No, certain people are Medakti. What do they have to Kebeya?
Kebeya was Kras. By Yom Kippur, the Shiurim.
We're being Machm over there, but over here.
It is Machm. It's not called Achilo.
It's not called Kazayis. Eichel Shum Erev Shabbos. When Eichel Shum Erev Shabbos, right? Said Achilo. How much Shum do you eat? Eat a Kazayis?
No.
No? Because it's Achilo. Fine.
I know there's Achilo. Nobody eats Achilo.
Not saying the Gemara as in the Saki to Achilas Shuv, but the loss is Achilo. How much do you eat? That's the same share.
And you don't have to do 2 minutes anyways. It's not a day, right? So you do 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Well, that's enough for solitary.
Maybe 7 minutes, maybe 6 minutes. I understand. By the Shia of Al Michel by the Fashish, which the Rabbanon, what every single say will say, 3-4 minutes. You come up with saying, ignore what all this farmers say, 3-4 minutes. Go to the farm by Chayla, 9 minutes. Some of the Chayla will be here. Not enough for 2 minutes. 3-4 minutes, fine. 3-4 minutes.
It's
a tough hole in the air. What do you see by benching? No, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Anyways,
again, the Rebbe said a good point. It's not for an Amalek over here. It's good. Yeah. So what's your share? She want, how do you want to say that she has Kazayas and Kebeya in between level over here? It's very strange. Eat a Kazayas. Okay, let's go to the locus. From his arm says, no. What happens next says, no. And then you can pass it. Now, to get to the Zman, what to go eat the Sudo. So again, we have the Zman with the Kolos, we have the night, we have the day, and we have the afternoon. So coming first, when a person, when he does not eat at night time, so coming, the Amar becomes Tosis, and says, since we have up here the Rosh, the Potsuka, Yom, the law is, we can eat all three Sudos during the day. Now the question, we eat all three Sudos during the day, is it Medita Shlumim, or is it Medita Ika Sudo? Yes, for Engel and Sefer Tzidim Latoro, as Maskana is, the Chua is like in Nichol Gedev Tashlumim. First of all, here, let's say he did not daven. Mincho, he davens two Mariams. Avada, he's not Mekai Mincho, but he got Tashlumim two Mariams. That's what Hashem, they point out, you read the Losh Lavosh, his words are, all Gemma Sudas are Beyoim, because the Pasuk says, Yoim, Yoim, Yoim. The Ikkas, they have it all three during the day, because they'll put one at night. But you cannot do at night, you're back to a yom yom yom. All you do in the day. Loch is the person when he cannot do at night. Now what do you mean cannot do at night? We soon reish ayin dal loshem agavom. If it's a ksas oinis, it can do all you during the day. Right. Came along the Mishnah Berurah. Meaning the Chama Moshe says no ksas oinis lemais is not enough. Meaning oinis gomer, then do all three during the day. Therefore, nafkmina bezer Hashem is coming off. Purim comes on Erev Shabbos. People they mekayim the mitzvah at lo yodar like Tzedek Shulchan Aruch. And some people they miss it for a night meal. Come Shabbos morning, the loch is the person has all three sudas during the day. Let's say a person has a baby Friday night in the hospital, missed out the suda. He has all three meals during the day. The question: what about fakert? Can I have two meals Friday night, one during the day? Let me give you an example. This year at Pesach, come down Shabbos. When the Moin Am says to be Nachman, what do you do with Dam Vesikin? Have a meal, let's say at 7, have a break in between 15, 20 minutes, half hour, then have the second meal, all before the Zman of Achilles, of Issam Achilles Chometz. Now, it's not that easy to go do, especially people worked all week to clean the house for Pesach, not able to go away, if that's close enough, the Shlod Harpe. But fine, the Maisa, it's very hard, what are you going to do over here? So what do you convey to Belaitzo? Friday night, 8 o'clock, have the meal. 9:30, go for a walk, learn Torah. Then come back at 10, and have a second meal, have two meals at night. Have another meal in the morning, very simple, so. Do both at night. Do you have all three during the day, have two at night. So my sister is a sefer called Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos. It's a whole sefer, over 300 pages. She coined Zatzal. And he writes, you cannot do that. What's the raya? Because no one gives us Eitzel when Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos. No one gives us Eitzel. That's why it doesn't work. We wrote this question to Chaim Yeskin Nechaburo, and he said, the Maisa does not work over here. I see Shlom Zamzis' question, the Aruch Chaim said does not work over here. Well, this story is very simple. If you come from the Sugya of Tashlum and Yosef Engel, you can't come home and say, you know what, I don't want to die in my room, I want to sleep, go sleep Mincha in the afternoon, wake up Sunday morning, whatever, the morning. So what, I'll do two Minchas now, before I miss out the Maariv. You can't do Tashlum before you miss out. That's bullshit. You can do two meals at night the next day. You want to go like the Lavosh, which sounds like the Kedah Yoyim Yoyim Yoyim. The story is why the Pasuk says Yoyim during the day. Chazal put it at night. But does not say Laila, Laila, Laila. It says Yoyim Yoyim Yoyim. So either Makor Luchor we're coming from, it sounds like, and Luchor Luchor Reish from Pesach Chal B'Shabbos, that person cannot do it two at night, only one during the day. Only all two of them during the day. Maisa, the Chabur asks this question of Nevantel, you know, Maisa says, you are Yoyim both at night. Fun. He says that way, but Maisa, Hashem from the swarm did not sound that way. The gate this man in the Suda of Shalosh Sudos, there are three questions. One is, when can a person start the Suda? How early? The second, how late can you start the Suda? When you get to the most people? And third question is it before Mincha or after Mincha? So first, how early can you start the Suda? Come on, traces on Daf Kaviches, on Ben Aleph, on top. It brings down the Sugil by Dalekim, by Matzilin. The words of the Mishnah is, Mincha Matzilin Suda Achas. Sounds like to the Mishnah, this man of, from Minchan onwards, is this man of Suda Shlishis. And Bikur, 11 different Rishonim went this way, this man is afternoon and not in the morning. You're not becoming the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis in the morning, only in the afternoon. That's Losh Lemechabe in Sebeis over here. That's our Chai Odom, Kitzer, or Chashulchan. They're very clear, the Losh over here is only in the afternoon. Atal Hasheni, the Bag says, Hayyim, 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 Pasuk, all day. And 10 Rishonim went this way. That's how the Ba'ach, Pisha, Grain, they make you want to pass it this way. The gate to get Erev Pesach, they want to say that's the Iker. So you have Machlokes among the Rishonim.
Machlokes among
So Machlokes among the Rishonim. If the Chiyav Suda is all day, Shalosh Sudos, or is it only in the afternoon? Machlokes 10 verse 11. La locha again, the Mechab is very clearly passing in Dafka Betzerayim, Vashenki the Bach, and they're going to the Ikkis all day over here. Maisa, Eklar, when a person does not stalk, we're going to go to the Mechab and the Vada, we have to have through the Shlishis Betzerayim in the afternoon over here. That's Aleph. The second question. The second child over here is, how late to start the Suda? So that by the Shem, when he learns some rate static test, if Aleph over there is spoken out, we get to about 2-3 weeks over here. Now, when you have this halacha of people come along to Rosh, we see sometimes go wash before whatever nighttime is, Shkia, whatever the last moment is, people wash to start the suit before this man. So the question is, now that we're saying we have to eat the kezayis for kebeyo, how much exactly does the person have to eat before the latest man? I mean, let's say the latest man is Shkia. Let's go with that assumption. Can you wash and have a mashu? We have to have more than that. So Matthew, it sounds like that the Taz will be at the end of the 70s discussing the gate to Erev Shabbos, when a person would come on Shabbos early, could he have the whole entire studio and bench and not eat anything at night time? He wants a time that since Tosef Shabbos is din deraisa, you can eat everything ba'odiyoyim and bench and become the mitzvah. Atzal HaShani, he himself brings down the same chassidim and says, Aloch is you have to eat at night time. We saw the Magar Rom and the Mishmur and Reis Tamach Zayin, and they paskin the chathchila b'choshish to eat at night a shir kezayis or case of a kebay over here. B'choshish. Diva comes out, the same thing should be in the gate to Sunnah Shlishis. Go down by the Shmir Shabbat Chosay, the Zer Shulchan and others, they're being down before the gate, let's say you hold the latest man is Shkiyo, not to rush, to wash and eat a mashu, to wash and to eat the shir. What's the shir? The chathchila kebay. Maybe you can be some in the shir kezayis over here, b'choshish among the Rishonim. But make sure you eat the shir over here, according to Shimon over here, today Chalas Pras over here, but Yishlodin, Maisi, you have to make sure you eat the shir according to this chumor of who do not know like the Taz, like Tzayv Hasidim, to eat the ikir bisman before this man ends. The third question, you have to have it before Mincha, after Mincha. So first we have Ramah over here, it's the base and it's the Kimmel, it brings down twice, the loch is the Rachila to have it after Mincha. The reason is, when you learn the halacha in our Chaim Siman Reish Lama base, Ruch among the Achroinim, if a person can eat once he hits Zman Mincha, can have a suit before Zman Mincha. The Shulchan Aruch over there brings down four different shitas. One of the shitas is, a person cannot have a suit of Ketano before Mincha, even in the case of Mincha Gedolah. Divo come on Dermo, and he says, even though we're not passing this way, but the Chachila, let's be choshish for that shita, and therefore, a person should make sure you daven mincha first, and then have the Suda Shlishis afterwards. Says the Mishavua, but let's say it's koshaloi, it's hard for him. So that even the Chachilu can eat it even before mincha. Why? Because the way we pass in the Rishlam Bein, we pass in, you can have a Suda Gdeilo before mincha Gdeilo, Suda Gdeilo before mincha Gdeilo. We pass in the Shabbos, it's not going to get a Suda Gdeilo. The Yiv Lavoch is, a person isn't allowed to have a Shabbos meal before this man of Mincha Gedolah. That means, says Mishavua, if it's Koshaloi, they go after the Halacha. So the Mishavua, Lechat Chilo, then, the first thing that is allowed to have is Shalash Shudas before, this, even though it hit this man of Mincha Gedolah. Once it hit this man of Mincha Tano, then you're allowed to. Halacha is your person cannot have Mincha Tano, a Suda of Tano before Mincha Tano, unless you have the Kol, Negei Kishenga, or Minikimur Kedolah. Otherwise, the person cannot go do that. Now, in this halacha, again, very clear, we pass in the Chachila to have it after Mincha. Come on, the Ramon, it means Yesh Oimim to have it before Mincha. He's coming from a sugya, a medrash, of a bayah of a person that will come to him to be drinking after this man of Minish Moshes. That means, come on, the Ramon, we're down the Paiskim, it says, Osel Lishtois Mayim, Minish Moshes, between Mincha and Mayim on Shabbos. Now, the question is, what does that mean and how do you define it? The Mizbeker, my mom is still bringing down three different questions. Is it Benesh Moshe's Erev Shabbos or Shabbos? Number two, is it negated to all people, Adafkin Oval within the 12 months? Number three, what's the next Shav, Mayim, that's the river, what's the category of wood over here? Those are three questions. How do you apply this Medrash? So first, they point out the Mechaber is not bringing down this mystery for the Rambam. After all, he's realized it's not brought down by numerous Rishonim and Poskim. Second, the Amor again brings down the Ben Mishulm says this Medrash is Dafka Erev Shabbos. Hakam, Taisus, Rantam, the Rajbah says, even the Chalagedah of Shabbos, and the alumnus behind it is because he's stealing water from the Gehenim, you have to know what that means. He goes from the Mason, and the word of the Rajbah is, above Malachamov is a Horgoy. Malachamov is a Kam, it's a Mokum Sakona for you, come and go kill you. That's the Dam is in over here, it's not nice to take away the water from the people of Gehenim. It's dangerous for you. Not just for them, it's a danger for you also. Maisa, what are you going to do with the Erev Shabbos and the Shabbos? The fox said, Bichosh for both. Give us a cut over here. Matta Moshe, Eli Rabba said, Bichosh for both over here. Now, when is his man? The simple meaning over here is Dafka Benesh Moshes. A Gam that says it would be Minchel Amayr. Benesh Moshes, the Kavachayim, five from the Shabbos, Shabbos is Dafka Benesh Moshes. What is Benesh Moshes? Each one unto his own. What is man Benesh Moshes is? The problem they point out is that it says Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, once it hits his man of Erev Shabbos, Loch is not a drink anyway. Inside you have to make Kiddush. You have to go daven, in Kiddush. The is question from Chaim says, "Boi d'yom k'tas." It's mean within the time Benesh Moshes, a little bit beforehand. So, what? Oh, so he did not answer early Shabbos. Because who makes early Shabbos?
Of course.
But they do point out that number one, sometimes people, they like doing, they before they go to shul, they don't want their mouth to be parched over here. They take a drink of water. So if you understand, it means lav dafka Benesh Moshes, but oidiyom k'tas, that's the last thing they're doing over here right before Benesh Moshes. You have to know he came about maybe upon the question of here, Ben Mishulam, and the other reason why it's mutter. But oid, this is not the reason why not make Erev Shabbos. Early Shabbos. We have a whole list. It's one of the things on the list. Bitsan, I think it's one of the things on the list over here. Why not make early Shabbos? Bitsan is sitting over here. That's what I'm saying. That's your Ramah. Because the Ramah has another reason why to do it afterwards. So Lemaiso.
It's only in the heart, no?
Well, no, we'll get to it. Sorry,
So,
first, again, to go through, number one, is it Erev Shabbos or Shabbos? It's a machloik, it's a shiloh. Some say it might be chosh for both. Number two is a dafko for an oval or for all people. So the chadim, when he brings it down, he says an oval within 12 months, I'll be zorah even more. That means he's saying it's all people, and still in the case of an oval, the grass, the stipend is brought down, he would not give his granddaughters or even 2 years old to drink water at the time. That means he was negated to all people. Again, this is from Zam. He says, "Ikik shash is for an oval." Also, not that simple. Take it further. The Radvaz and Shuvah discusses that maybe in the suit itself is a heter. Why? You're asking the mitzvah. Shem in mitzvah loy day davarah. The whole time we want time to be machme shloim is manasudo. Shem goes this way. Someone's chaim goes this way. Myself, Pashu Amor, certainly not that way. But Shmuel is very clear in the Bialocha, the Beis, he says, even if not be mashim, still you have a problem once Shoshar Karachamo. Once Shoshar Karachamo. The cycle goes this way over here. So we do have a Pasha, we do not have this Eitzel, saying in the Sudi you have a Heter. Now the second way we have Issa to drink water in this Mag over here. The Loshin is also Lishtoy Smayim. Now what is the Dechel Geder of Mayim? So first come on the back, it says, Mayim, I love beer. Has water inside. No, it has to be mayim and not beer. As Rua speaks out, beer is beside her, wine beside her. It has to be dafka case of mayim. Mayim, not other things. Now, what's your mayim? The shell is, when I'm moving down, maybe the horus is different. That's your machman and not water. Now, read the Ramah and the Mishkua slowly. You should know what that means. That means he starts off saying the Ramah, first you have a bein tamshito, the person should eat before mincha. Why? Because if you eat after mincha, when you eat, usually you drink. If you're bayav, drinking water will be mitzvah sugil sakono. He says, Yesh oimim, toib to have mincha first, v'chein noigim, u'mekol makoim, ein lishtris mayim min ahoris. Still do not drink water from the river. We said mekol makoim, and whose sheet is it going in? It says to Mishmur, so according to your beis, l'deyazu, in the second sheetah, he's coming along and saying, least not drink from the ahoris. That means in the first shita, the medactic in the Mishnah Berurah, medaik in the Mishnah Berurah, that means even a case of water. Then they want time in the second shita, why they're coming to be mekel. Why? Because what are you allowed to do? This is not from the horse. From the first shita, it's when the horse, when the mayim, might sit to be machmer. That means even though, why? If not, just give it, why the time bring bother with by him? To go come along and make sure you daven mincha afterwards, let the time just give you a very simple eitzel. Put inside a bucket, and then daven mincha first, and then drink afterwards. The fact that Bayitam not giving you this eitzel, in fact, Mishmur says the day is zoom, it's meduik that way, the daft in the second sheet of the first sheet, the loch is a person we worry about all waters over here. Maisa, among the swarm is Machloikis, the Eliab, the Graz, they bring down the daft in the case of the Horus over here, and all my case of a rib over here. Moshe of Habasham has a truth about it. He brings down the Dirk of the Mishnah, he wants to answer the Dirk in the right over here. when he had to write, he's writing a letter to Kamenevsky, which says, there's no problem. Mashenkin, the stipler, he says, no, it's all water. Kamenevsky says, all water over here. They want to pass all water. I mean, it's also shining the gate to which water is over here. Now, on the sand, it means dafka the rivers and not the water. Take a step further now. What happens when you have a faucet that's attached to the reservoir? And when you open it, is that considered that it's coming from the river? That means New York City water is usually coming from the reservoir where it's all attached. You open it, it's coming. So the question here is, now Benish washes is attached, but it's into the river. It's all connected over here. So on the sand, it even going to go like the second sheet, and say only Norris. Maybe it's Nichol to get a Norris. My Shev of Halbosham, when he has this letter over here, it wrote down in the Piskei Tshuvos, he came and wants a tiny from the faucet, Nichol to get a Norris. Of Halbosham in the old prince of Piskei Tshuvos, new ones are going to find it. I don't know why he took it out for. Of Halbosham. In the Urub Beis, they're being done of Halbosham that way. In the old prince of Piskei Tshuvos, new one's not there. At least you can't find it. Moshe Halbosham.
Moshe.
I said the name of the is question of the Yashin and of Scheinberg. Oh, you can find out for somebody what happened. Rashi Eitel, the Yashin of Scheinberg, they mean down that Dafka is from a river. There's not nothing to get of a river over here. Lemaisel, the point number seems to not be medactic upon the end of having water. There are numerous reasons, 5, 6 reasons why to make all. Number one, maybe it's Dafka Erev Shabbos. What time of them all? Number two, maybe it's Dafka Nahoris. Again, what time of them all? Maybe it's Dafka Oval. What time of them over here? Void is chosin the chab and the rambam. They not to be worried about this concept over here. Void, maybe it's time for Vashi to take a suit of my save head over here. So therefore, the point I'm not machmer. Agam the others are machmer. On the side to be machmer, what about what's nichol to get him? We're saying only water, not beer, not wine. So the one main challenge from like discussing is what is mei soda? What's seltzer? Seltzer nichol the category of being water, nichol the category of being like wine and beer over here. So it's brought down that the stifle was the machmer not to have seltzer benash moshes. Even though seltzer came in a bottle. Came in a bottle, not coming in a faucet, came in a bottle. Divrei Moshe of Halbosham is a true one, Chalak Alex from Yudalit. He says, for years I passed in Lakula. I've seen now the Urch Shabbain over here. He said, I don't understand it. He's writing a letter to Chaim Fievsky. He's not understanding why the world is being machmer in the case of seltzer. Different reason why he didn't make it. He passed in Lakula. So Chaim wrote back to Halbosham and says, Kosh lokum mokum sakono, nichol to get a sakono, might be machmer get a seltzer.
They have seltzer again.
It's water.
There's a water part.
Now, it could be, before, I think this for why it's machmer more than the case of soda. If it be machmer seltzer, that's be machmer soda. So, in English we call it seltzer. In Hebrew it says mei soda. My wife told me when she was younger, she was came to Israel and she lived here as a kid, saved up money to go to the store, to go buy soda, get Coke, went to the store and asked for soda. She got seltzer. She was so upset. You know, this is like 30 years later, telling the story. Like, so you get seltzer over here. Why? Because you go to the store over here, say you want soda, you're going to get mei soda. And the words are mei soda, water soda, whatever water soda is. So, could be daf my seltzer, the word is mei, it's water over here. Water seltzer. So, it could be daf the side being machman seltzer. And that lechor not in soda, meaning Coca-Cola, I think it's ke'enza, just like the Bach, and the Azura, make on wine that has water, or beer that has water inside, I can't say yesh l'chalik, that beer and wine, they come to ferment and affect one another, but I think soda is nichol in the same category here, and only machman soda, not nichol, and not machman on seltzer, and even on seltzer, the Halbosham has shuvah, what you make
them.
So the Negerita T, it's what an Orch Zabenu that he held Mika did should not be a problem, but he himself is Machmer. Gummy's not sure why. Fine, Zipkimel, we come along and the Shalosh can first be Mafsik Asuda to get over here Shalosh Yudis. That means he starts Suda the Baboiker, he comes along after Chatzos, and he wants to be Mamshech eating, and not eat later on, because it's hard for him to eat later on. So what he will do, he'll make a Birch Samozin and wash right away afterwards. Come on, Maram, we're talking about the Toshpats. Hina Maisa said, Maram Maisa said, no problem. The Rosh, at least in one place, is Mekel. The Torah begins down the way. The Mechaber says, V'nochon Adover, it's a correct thing to go do. First, has the right to bench and eat the Suda right afterwards. Atzad Hashani, Pesha says, you have a Baya. V'lechor Baruch Hashem Tzricho. That means Maram and the Rosh and the Torah are understanding the Tzricho. What's a Tzricho? I had to get a second suit over on Shabbos. Shalosh Shudas, third suit, second suit during the day. Mashen Ketos understands it's a tzricho mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah the bracha is not tzricho. It's a bracha shein tzricho. It's not no tzricho mitzvah the bracha shaboy. Therefore, the Meis the Magarom the glass Mishmur says play to be machmir mitzvah the sugar bracha shein tzricho. So one reason why they machmir mitzvah the Mishmur of bracha shein tzricho. A second reason Mishmur brings down from Magarom based upon Maril. Person benches and eats right away afterwards. That's not two separate sudas. The be'etzim is ke suda achas. That means Mishmur has two reasons why to be machmir. One mitzvah the sugar bracha shein tzricho. A second reason for Maril, it's not nichol get all one suit over here. Not mekayim the Indian. Even the correct thing said the Mishabu is, you want to be mafsik, have a break in between, go to Tiyul or to Vetoro. I guess one for the Vetoro, one for the Noshim over here. The Noshim, they go take a walk, they mentally learn to Vetoro over here. How long? Some say 15 minutes, a half hour, each one on his own over here, and then have the suit afterwards. Now the Mishabu brings down from the Magavram back to Beis Yosef, sound away from the Rosh and Tshuva, not to be Dorish and Barabim. Don't tell the Olam to be mafsik, and then to have it be, to have a tiyul, and then to go eat afterwards. The Olam points out in Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, this year, they'll begin dashing that way. Every Rav will get up and say the correct and hokey is what to go do, is to wake up a sikin, have a meal, be mafsik 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, and then have a second meal all before this man of Yisrachim's Chavetz. I say, how can they go dashing? Mishmur said not to go dashing. So you read the reason why not to darshan. You could say it's once a year. But even more so, why not to darshan? Says the Mishabura, why? Because you come along, you might do it in the morning, which you never go do it in the morning. You might come along to be mafsik in the morning, have two shoes in the morning, and you not become shalosh shoes in the morning. But here we're having it in the morning. So once you're having it in the morning, the time does not apply anymore. So that's why they're darshaning for. Siftal come on the Machab discusses two in Yonim, one to get to be Mekansh of the Yayin by Shalashudis, the idea of Lecha Mishnah. First, to get to Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam is very clear, a person does need Lecha Mishnah, what of Machab again, the words of Tzach look so as Tekikrois. Now, the Moshe says the Minik is to be Mekel not to have Lecha Mishnah. It goes on to Yish Lachmi, you have to have Lecha Mishnah. Come on the Pim Gonim, it says once we have the Ramah, already the Minik is to have Lecha Mishnah. That means the Minik switch what the Moshe says. Afterwards, once he's passing that way, Yish Lachmer, the minig is the Meisah to be Machmer. We're down with the place in the grass, Mishmur, the Rashuvim, the Meisah, we are Machmer to have Lecha Mishnah. Now, the reason why not to have Lecha Mishnah, it's best the Torah brings down the Medrash. Preacher says, not clear where the Medrash is, no Mechilzel, no the Yishalmi. Meisah, we have some Medrash that says that two Aimis fell in Erev Shabbos for the main to four Lachmanim Shabbos. That means that double the amount. It comes out, you eat one Friday morning. Eat one Friday night, one by the meal Shabbos morning, way left by Shalosh Shudas, only one. So the poil, they did not have Lecha Mishnah. They point out, first of all, this is right against the Rajbo, but not to cut both challahs by the meals on Shabbos, because otherwise they didn't even have even one by Shalosh Shudas. Why they point out, Luchura is right, not have to have, there's no din Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos by Shudas Shlishis. Aye, if so, why is Rambam repassing the minigis to have Lecha Mishnah? The two ways to answer. Either way, have the Mishmur being done with the Taz. Call Suda Shavas. Why? We want to create all the Sudas. You're right. The Midbar, they only had one. But Chazal created all Sudas over here. The Maisa, they always have Lecha Mishnah.
Can I answer the Rashbos?
I don't think so. No. They don't think so. Hey. I caught two. A second thing is that the preacher we want to answer Maisa Zechlanais. But Poil didn't have the way, but Maisa is still Zechlanais over here. They point out what's the Nafkin once we have two reasons over here. It's not me, that's what happened in the Midbar. Who are the Mokko and further? Mo says, what's the Locho? Now we have to have by Dafka Suda Shlishis Lecha Mishnah, but every Suda you have on Shabbos, you have to Shle Lecha. I mean, let's say a person decides to have five Sudas, you have to Lecha Mishnah. Six Sudas, Lecha Mishnah. Why? Because we're coming to equate everything over here. We're coming down over here as Zeichel and Eich. So always have the case of Lecha Mishnah. We're talking about the Chayotim, the grass, or Chashukhan and others. Building upon that, is the person should take two Rogaloch by Kiddush and put them together as Lecha Mishnah. Maybe he's not going to get a pass. I mean, we mentioned before in the Lochetzim Kuf Samach Chesed Zayin, that Loomis cases Passover kisses the child, what it is it a case of Miloy, or Nilush, or Brittle, these three things over here, when that Klov, it's pass, or the case of Mizainus, we come between being Machman, only say by me name Mizainus, but maybe it's Nichol to get a pass, and then we put two together, before Shemo, we always have a case of Lechem Mishnah. It's brought down in the Kishuk Lark, Simon Ayin Zayin, the person to take two Shlemos, put them together, by Passover kisses. That's the correct thing to go do. Take a whole Ruggalo, and a whole Ruggalo, a Shlemos, and put them together. For Shekitzer. Come on, Marsham is Reish Pei Test. It says, who is not like that? We mentioned already, can you use Passover Bekisna for Lechem Mishmo? Come on, the Tais of Shabbos, says in Machzor Shekel, that if you want to eat that one, be crested upon it, you can. You only want to starve it. He says, no, we do not use the Lechem Mishmo. Says Marsham, we see that the Tais of Shabbos and Machzor Shekel is not like the Kitzer. It's Aleph. What he says, it would be Choshevi is nothing to get a pass. Then he made kaveh upon him. He becomes a Muslim. It's a tachi asasri over here. How can you take one upon the other? Neva Marsham says, no, we do not put the Ruggalof together. We don't do that. Come on, Dain Weiss, it says, or maybe a Mal Nefesh to be Machmer, put them together. He says, you're doing the Mephahesi, you have a chashash of you're over here. Could you do it with would not nose upon it? Maybe Bitsina, yes, but Weiss is not to go do it. Agam, it's brought down in the Yitzki Kara of Neventel, that he saw Bishlom Zalman, they take two Ruggalof. I put them together, two pieces of cake, I put them together over here. It could be by Mishlom Azal, but not Nichol Neged of Yura. But the end of Hidigal do it, be Nichol Neged of Yura, to be Choshev, this concept over here, because we see Nubis Kedoylem, Chassid, Prushim, and Tzadikim, not be Zor upon the Indian, not to worry about this concept over here, putting them together. Now, to get to this idea of Lechem Mishnah and Shalashudis, one shall discuss in Simon Uresh and Aleph and Sirtes, do you have to cover the Lechem Mishnah? We spoke out then, the Chur, there are three different reasons brought down by the Rishon and the Paiskim why to cover Yechalas. One reason is not to Mavayish the Pass, we make Kiddush. That reason, the Chur, did not apply by Lechem, by Sudash Lishis, and therefore we did not have to cover Yechalas. I've started sharing the idea of Zeichel Amon, but once you're having Lechem Mishnah, it's Zeichel Amon, therefore the Chur, you should cover the Chalas, like the one we covered over here. It's Zeichel Amon. Make everything even over here. We're having Lechem Mishnah Zeichel Amon, so come on Zeichel Amon. It's at the end of Kovod Shabbos. You can start clearing. You can get a Kovod Shabbos in over here. Meister and the Hogas, Shernes and Klai Yisrael. Those Meister did not cover it. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Chaz Nis, Shlom Zaman, Dain Fisher, Rav Shmuel. Atzal Shani, those Meister did cover it. Chassam Sofer, the Ben Ishchai, Kav HaChaim, the Stiple of Neventzal. Kotzal, each one unto known. Nara Pashtay. Second over here is drinking wine. Now the word of the Mechabe is a person does not make Kaddish for Sudash Lishas. Not to make Kaddish. Now the question is really, really Rambam. Rambam says, Tzorchle Kvoya Kol Suda on Sudash on Yayin. It Kvoya's Yasuda upon Yayin, all three Sudas over here. The question is, does the Rambam mean that wine during the Suda, you have to make Kaddish al Yayin? The way the Beis Yosef understands it, not to make Kaddish al Yayin, and therefore it comes out according to him, there is no Shita to make Kiddush over here, we're not Mekaddish. Meister, if so, come along, do we have to have wine at all? That means the Rambam Ben Mechai Ezra says to have wine. Tzad Hashem, the Rosh Mordechai, the Ben Yonah says not to have wine at all. Halacha, what to go do? Agam, the Mechab does not discuss having wine during the Suda. The only thing he discusses is not to make Kaddish Al Yain. He left out the Suda of having wine during the Suda. Meister, the Shlosh says to have wine. But Rav brings down for the Kuniyah Shabbos from the Zoya to have wine over here. And the Rabbi says, Levorach al Yayin. Levorach al Yayin. Not saying Lekadosh al Yayin. Levorach al Yayin. The Rabbi says, the mice over here also bring down the Zoya over here to have wine. The Talmud Sheni, the grass says, not to. The words are Aruch HaShulchan, Miyameinu lo shemanu misha osakein. I never heard anyone to have wine over here. Guess he was a Chassidish, even though he was. The mice, he said, he never had wine over here. Mishmur, when he brings it down, his words are Toiv lahadil levorach al yain toich hasudo. It's a better thing what you go do to make a bracha toich hasudo. So first, I point out in the hiddur, number one, the way the Mishmur is bringing it down, it's dafka toich hasudo, and the Machzor Shekel says pshan in the Zohar is dafka toich hasudo, and that's the basis of pshan the Rambam is dafka toich hasudo. And then we see numerous people, especially the rabbis, they come along and they make a bracha on the Gofen, Toich HaSudo, Aftram HaMashito. What did they point out? Once the Indian is Tarech HaSudo, the wizard Lavorach, that's a Baruch Hashem, by Lost in the Mishnah Brua, how much to go drink? Seven Shalom Zalman, Seven Chodeshani, Seven Chayim, I'm not sure. The Yisrael Shabbat even said Baruch Hashem. The Yisrael Shabbat even said, maybe Kaddish, maybe you have an idea of a Mola Lugmo. What's that be, not, didn't be Mach Mitzah, maybe Kaddish, the idea of Baruch over here, the Shiva here is a Shiva Mashu. That means in the Mishnah Brua, it's Tarech HaSudo, it's Tarech HaSudo with Lavorach, the Shiva Mashu.
Okay. You said
okay. Have you ever seen anyone be Kaddish before? Okay. I won't make him a heart, correct. Now, Sivay discussing that what is Nechshu, the getter of Sudo? So, first, the Mishmur is very clear, the Chonach of Gibel, Lukule, Almo, Mitzvah, Menamukha, Beis, Kikrois. That's not a question. What you have to know is a Shiloh. But Lakule Amo Mitzvah and Mokhot to have Lechem Mishnah. Now, once we're not there, what is the hierarchy? What to go do? What is the darkest? What to go do? So you read the Shulchan Aruch slowly, it sounds like there are like 9 levels of among the Svarim. Number 1, first have Lechem Mishnah. Number 2, if you cannot have Lechem Mishnah, says Amo, have a Kikur Sholem. Number 3, if you cannot have a Kikur Sholem, have a Lechem Pruso, have a slice of bread. Number 4, if you cannot have that, have a Bari Minim Zainis. Number 5, you cannot do that, you will laugh at the past, in case of Bosser, Urino, Dogum, Kudaimo. Number 6, if you cannot have that, have the Zayim Minim, the Gate of Paris. Number 7, have regular Paris over here. Number 8, drink wine. And number 9, if you cannot do any of those things, then the whole Father's learn Torah as Shalashudas. Those are the 9 levels among the Svarim. Now, first, again, Avada, the correct and Hoga is to have Lechem Mishnah. The gate of the idea of pass, again, it was very clear that we pass this way, and the word to Aruch HaShulchan is Chalila Lohokul Bezer, a very gedolah B'yana Mekilim Bezer. A very gedolah those who do not eat pass. I know that those, especially Noshim, like to be lax about it, not being Mekil, but lax is better Noshim, they're lax about it, but Meiser Chalila Lohokul, a very gedolah. Aruch HaShulchan. That's Loshon. Now, there are those who bring down the Loshon Mine Mitagamino. Different Loshon, the Shoinim, the Rabban, the Rashba, the Ran, Mine Mitagamino. Read them discussing Lav Dafka by Suda Shlishas. Some are discussing all Gimel Sudas, Mikhaim, and Mine Mitagamino. The question, what does that mean? That means, some say that means, says the Rosh, means the case of Mizonis. Some say it means Taisus, Malaf, the past, like Boster, and Dugman Gavino. And some say it means the case of Paris, that's Rashi and Rabban. That means they took one Loshem into Gamino among the Swam. They have Machalik, what exactly that means over here. That's why we're getting the different levels, different darkers over here. And in that, come on the base station, it says, once you can have Paris, have the Zion meaning that better than the regular case of Paris over here. Now, the Ulam like saying over, you can kind of interview the Shlishis with the Rektorah. I've looked around over here, I've not found anybody over here on the page that brings down the idea of the Rektorah over here. However, when you go to Aloch and Simon Tov and Dalit, when Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, what to go do over there, Kamul the Magarom, and it brings down from the Shloh, it brings down from the Zohar, that the case of the Zohar was, Shimon Nechai was, when Shabbos was Chal on Erev Pesach, that was all year round. That means we can't all year round with the Ritual. When Erev Pesach was Chal on Shabbos, on that Zman over there, he came along, and he ate, then he was become with the Ritual.
Well,
now, the question here is, why is saying Divrei Torah for? What's the shittus over here? So, first, the reason why he's saying it for, we'll have to get to Aloch and Simon Tov and Dalet, which we're very negated this year again. This year comes out, Pesach is Chal on Erev Shabbos. Now, the question is, how you make Shalom Shittus this year, Pesach, when Hamikam Shal Shud on Shabbos, when's Erev Pesach? How Hamikam this year? So the Mechaber, he comes out over here, the Locha, when does Man Sudo? B'Tzarayim. According to the Mechaber, how in the world are Mikayim to the Shlishis B'Tzarayim? So he writes, Tamem Dal, very simple, Matzah Shiro. I mean, the Mechaber says, you do Matzah Shiro. He has no problem. But Bnei Ashkenaz is Machmen Hatem Matzah Shiro. The question is, what to go do? So they're more very simple. you're stuck, and therefore I have mine tagamino, and the words are mine peris oi bosavadogim. He says that, to do that bitzarayim. However, what does the oilam say? The mine oilam, or the machrim, is to go do what common places, semchan hishito, that says you can have the suda in the morning, and the oilam likes being mechal the suda into two chalokim. They come only down the seeking, 7 o'clock they have their first course of fish, then they bench, then they have a break between 15 to a half hour. Then afterwards they come along, and then they have the second meal, and they wash, before there's man issach chilus chometz. Why? Because the bach sheet and the grain sheet is v'chein ikru, like Pesach, to have a suit of shlishas even in the morning, not like the mechab over here. The bach and the grain is passing, not like the mechab. Therefore, what to go do? It says over there, top him down the Magavrom, the Shibur, the Kitzer, the Chatchilo, Vichoshev for the Shito. Now they realize, they say it's in the Mishmur, and the place gave 2 points over here. On this Shabbos, that's going to be again on Erev Pesach. Number one is, said the Mishmur, Yuchumosh not made the Kulo. Which Kulo? Vach Shein Tricho. Make sure when you Mechav the Suda in half, the person should not come along, bench, and have the Suda right away. Bench, have a hefsik in between, well again, either to accept the next meal, to walk, do the Torah, have a hefsik in between. That's number one. Number two, a very important you said over here, that people that come along and they mekayim it to the shlishis in the morning. You have to realize it's we take our mitzvah chumrus shavoy. Why? It's the goyin mechaber, goyin and toisus. We bikkur do not pass in this way. We pass in mitzrayim. These are people have to make sure mitzrayim they have peiris, that bosser, that vino, and mekayim mitzvah shalashudis. That's not much. They don't want to eat anything, but they have no kavanah for the mitzvah over here. You have to make sure that we pass in Shalashud Bitzarayim. How to go do that, says Ramo? Have a Bemina Metagramino. We have a Chumra over here to also divide the student in half. A lot of people don't do that. But Moshe himself did not do that. Dan Fish himself did not do that. They not take on this Chumra. But Maisa, even when you take on this Chumra, like the Mishmur said, it's Noch and Dulach Atchilo, make sure not to lose out and not to miss out Shalashud Bitzarayim over here. Divik Torah. One, Maisa. If you know the option,
awesome.
Know the option, you do the Torah. Well, even that, the Mishmur is not bringing it down. It's Magavram, the Zohar, Mishmur left it out. Mishmur is not bringing it down. Magavram brings down the Baritim and then it stops. No one afterwards. We'll have to bring it down, but no, Mishmur doesn't bring it down. No, it says over here, Paris, Beis Yesh brings down, Beis Yesh says Odif. Correct. The last Sevob is the idea of Noshim. The words mechaba are four words. Noshim, chayoves, besuda, shlishas. Mechayim. They have to. Now.
She's getting upset.
To the shlishas.
She disagrees with the guy.
Now, the placement of very clear women have to. If you want to know where the limus chus, why women are lax, sliyat the chuva, the chel design, the ketchuva tries to defend it. Very hard to understand where the defense is coming from. And Beikir, it's Klor, Amechaba, and everyone on the page, Noshim Chayovis. Why exactly the Mechayiv? Mishmur brings down three different reasons why the Maishah to be Mechayiv. Mishmur brings down three different reasons. Number one, Mishmur brings down from the Ran that anything on Shabbos, Kol Yeshim Mishmur, Yeshim Mishmur, men and women are equal in the Loisaseis and in the Aseis. There is no difference. The second reason Mishmur being down from Meitam, Afheim Bo Isa Nest, the nest of the Mon over here, and therefore the Chayim in Sudo, just like men. And the third reason, it being down from Shmuel Leket, Achlu Ayoim, the Posik, is going also on Noshim. So for all three reasons, it says the Mishmur, Avada, Yerachim, even on Noshim, to go have all three meals. Therefore, let's say an Isha forgets to say, we'd say on Shabbos. So they get this Sudo Shlishis, a man's not Chayzer. Also, in Isha Nachlozer, maybe no dem pass over here. Maybe some kind of sheet says no dem pass. And we pass in dem pass. Maybe mina tegamino, no nechazara. But get the first two sudas. Again, the Isha Kavachaim will say women are Nachlozer the first two sudas. Why? Because who's in the Mechoyim? Maisa, all the Shom disagree. Kivegan Shuva, the first Shuva. Chel Kalv Simonal, he writes, women are Chlozer honored saying the first two sudas. That's the place you can go over here. Kadoshim Achayovas in all three sudas. To Messiah, the Zichrei Toras Moshe, the Chedim as a savior to the Moinam, He writes, Oy lehem lanoshim, mavak mafila suda achas, because if they do that, the marm atmosh ain't a miserious soul, it's a miserious. Some of Vata even one suda to show that not miserious soul. Tak mizrecha, where Yeshi says the Gemara, the Chelki, all the Gimel Sudas. Tak mizrecha, where Nachman says, Teshili, mizrecha, the Gain of Schar, meaning all three Sudas.
Slavon. Oh, yeah.